Yirmiyahu Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin Le'ilin Nishmas B'tzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchok, V'Hashem Tzvakos Hanotea Osach Diber Olayich Ra'ah. So, continuing the simile of Klal Yisrael to an olive tree, Hashem, the one who planted you, has pronounced evil upon you. Diber Olayich Ra'ah. Biglal Ra'as Beis Yisrael Beis Yehuda Asher Asu Lahem. Because of all of the evils that the house of Yisrael and the house of Yehuda have themselves perpetuated. Lahachi seni lekater labo'al, to anger me, provoking me to anger, by offering incense to the Baal. It's interesting that the incense is repeated several times in this parak as being the worst sin. Not that we're bringing korbanos of meat to the Baal, but that we're bringing incense. That idea of the reach nichoach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayachol smells the sweet fragrance, the aroma of the korbanos, and we're giving that to the Baal, that's an absolute betrayal in every way. When we, kivayachal, as it said elsewhere in Nach, perfume ourselves to be disloyal to our husband, to betray our husband, to cheat on our husband, that's even greater. The sense of smell, if I remember correctly from Chazal, they talk about it, that it's not a physical thing. It's a physical sense, but it's not a tangible thing. Something beautiful that you smell, an aroma, a fragrance. It's something that is more, in a manner of speaking, ruchniistic than many of the other physical senses. You're not touching something concrete. You're inhaling something. And Hashem is inhaling the despicable way that we are using this incense for the Baal. Yilches v'Hashem hodiani v'eida'a. And Hashem has notified me, and I know it. Oz hir isani ma'al alehem. Then you showed me their doings. So, as if I didn't know about it, Hashem showed me everything that they are doing. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is doing terrible things in private, but Hashem knows everything, and He's revealing it to the Navi. And eventually, when Yirmiyah realizes the huge gap between himself and Klal Yisrael, he knows at this point that the impending catastrophe is, as Rabbi Breuer says, an inevitable necessity. Yates v'ani kicheves aluf yuval litboach. As for me, I am like a choice sheep, a chosen sheep being led to slaughter. V'lo yodati ki olai chashvu machashavos. I didn't know that all the other Jewish people, says Yirmiyah, had devised schemes against me. So this is the Navi talking himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew everything. Nashchisa eitz balachmo v'nechbrusenu me'eretz chayim. And they had said, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living. Ushmo lo yizacher od, so that Yirmiyah's name will not be remembered. Now, one who is killed by the sword in public, like Zechariah HaNavi, he becomes a martyr who is remembered for a millennia. But their plan for him, says the Radak, is that they were plotting to poison me so that I would die in private and the public wouldn't know and he wouldn't earn any fear, any fame. He would just die and everybody would put on a sad face at the funeral. So when the assassins say, let's destroy the tree with its fruit, that's the plot to poison Yirmiyah. Chava Hashem Tzvako Shofet Tzedek, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who judges righteously, Bochen Kaloyos Valev, as we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, who scrutinizes, who watches, who's the best MRI ever known. He can scrutinize the kidneys and the heart. Having been through MRIs myself, having watched my father, Olav Hashalom, when he was in the hospital, Bochen Kaloyos Valev is not a figurative thing, it's a literal thing. And it's complicated, and so often it's painful. Injecting dye, trying to see into the kloyos valev, is a very deep thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it instantly. Er'enik mascha mehem. Allow me to see your vengeance on them. This is one of the aspects of the human condition. It's one thing when the evil suffer and pay, but we say in Nusach Sfar, not Nusach Ashkenaz, Nikom le'einenu nikmas tam avodecha hashafach. We want to see it. We want to see. We're not always privy to seeing the vengeance. Yirmiyahu himself, showing that he's just as human as the rest of us, wants to see the bad guys suffer. Happens in movies all the time. That's easy. That's fiction. Doesn't always happen in real life. Because to you alone, says Yirmiyahu, I have revealed my plight. So I don't want Nekama on my behalf. I want Nekama on your behalf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they have to suffer for what they've done to disobey Hashem. In our times, to mock Hashem. Chaf Aleph, Lochein ko amar Hashem al anshei anosos. Therefore, Hashem says regarding the men of Anosos, Mavakshim es nafshecha lemor, who want to kill you, Yirmiyahu. Hashem said, Lo sinave v'shem Hashem, v'lo samus biyadenu. Do not prophesy in the name of God, so that you should not die at our hands. So the men of Anosos are trying to assassinate Yirmiyahu and seem not to believe that he's a true Navi Hashem. So stop. Stop using God's name. So the Da'as Sofrim says that they thought he was a false Navi. All of the other false Naviim are saying everything's going to be fine and there won't be a Churban. Yirmiyahu alone is the Navi of doom and gloom. So they say, be quiet. You're not speaking the word of God. Nobody else is speaking the words you are speaking. Then, velosamos biyadenu, you won't die at our hands. You'll just, die when it's your time. Chavez lachen ko amar Hashem sevakos. So therefore, Hashem says, hineni foked aleihem. I am going to bear their sin in mind. I'm going to visit retribution upon them. Habachurim yamusu v'cherev. The young men will die by the sword. Beneihem uvenosehem yamusu v'ra'av. The sons and daughters will die of hunger. Chavkimel u'she'eris lo sihyelohem. And there will be no remnant of them. Ki avi ra'a al anshei anasos shnas pekudasam. I will bring evil upon the men of Anasos in the year of their punishment. Now, in fact, some of the Mepharshim point out that although the men of Anasos are promised that they're going to be punished worse than everybody else, some say we don't find that this was eventually visited upon them. But others, like the Radak, say, no, that's exactly what happened. When the Churban came, the men of Anasos had no survivors. When the decree is executed, it doesn't happen. Now the Chazal tell us in the Psikta and the Yalkut Shimoni that they did do tshuva and they did have a remnant. And in Sefer Ezra, we see there were 128 men of Anasos who did come back. So you have different opinions on what happened. Most basically suggest that the punishment wasn't visited immediately. It came when the Churban came. But you see, Anasos was a city of Kohanim, a city that was situated close to the Beis HaMikdash on purpose. So the Kohanim could do their avoda. So it's kind of terrifying that it's the Kohanim who are just as guilty as everybody else. The upper echelons of society together with the lower echelons of society doing terrible things and plotting awful things that eventually lead to total destruction.